get ready to jump the boards and go behind the bench with the Anaheim Ducks coaching staff. From untold stories to the X's and the O's, we'll explore it all right here on Behind the Bench.
Welcome in. You're listening to Behind the Bench. Alexis Downey here, joined today by the Anaheim Ducks assistant general manager and the director of amateur scouting, Martin Madden. Martin, great to have you join us today. How's your week been?
It's been good. Quick trip down to Florida to take a look at some Russian players, and still working on the list and making sure we're all prepared for next week.
Certainly a lot of things ahead in the next week, I'm sure. But you mentioned being down in Florida. You're at the Gold Star Hockey pre-draft showcase. How has that been going?
Well, I think it was, especially under the circumstances, you know, it was a good thing for Gold Star Agency to bring many of their clients eligible for this draft. We haven't seen them live. I haven't seen them live. Most scouts have not seen them live this year. So Konstantin Krylov has given us, you know, live reports throughout the season, but it was nice to be able to put our eyes on them. Pat and I went down there for a few days, had a chance to interview those players and see them on the ice. So always comforting, I would say, to get a live look.
Good to get that, of course, before next week. But I feel like we were just talking last year in Nashville, and now we're getting ready for Vegas. What does the next week look like for you?
Keep going through our scenarios. We're still gathering some medical info on different prospects. By early next week, we'll make our way down to Vegas, where we'll reconvene. I have a few more meetings with the scouts. Meet a few more players before ultimately making our choices on Friday.
This is set to be the last centralized draft. Will that affect you and your work or your group's work?
Sure it does. I mean, it's an exciting week to be in a venue, knowing that we're all together, 32 teams, prospects are there, agents are there. Media is there. It's, you know, to be centralized has always been, you know, the highlight of the season for us. Mm-hmm. So we'll enjoy it if this is going to be the last one, for sure.
Now, as the organization has been going through the last couple seasons, it's been really transitional. I mean, 3 of the last 4 years have resulted in a top 3 draft pick. Your group is kind of getting used to these high end picks at the start of the draft. Does that make it more of a predictable process for your group, just knowing that you're going to be picking earlier in the first round rather than later?
It certainly narrows down who we're looking at. But I would say that this season is a little different than most. I would say, aside from number one, 2 to 10 is pretty close in terms of talent, both in terms of the floor where those guys are going to be in an NHL lineup, but also their ultimate upside. So it's been quite a process, to be honest, and maybe not as consensual as it usually is, but always exciting to go through the arguments and look at the different ways that we can go about making that choice.
What do you make of this year's high-end prospects?
It's a good top 10. For sure. There are going to be multiple players come out of this top 10 slots that will have an impact on their teams. So you've got a mix of defensemen, centers, wingers, and all kinds of different players that will have their own way to impact their teams. I think, the mix of what you're looking for to add to your group probably plays in a little bit more than usual, mm-hmm. even though we all know that 7 years from now, it's not going to look as close as it is now, mm-hmm. but it's still interesting. It's an interesting group to evaluate.
So what are some of those characteristics that you're evaluating with these prospects?
I think our core values have not changed, and we continue to look for smart, competitive players first and foremost. So whatever else comes around, skill, ability to skate, quickness. That, you know, those are the main ingredients that we look for. But we want smart, competitive players. That's what we want to add to our group.
The NHL Central Scouting rankings were finalized in April. How much of a role does that play into some of your decisions?
It doesn't. I don't mean to be flip, but yeah. it really does. And like you look around all the public lists, you know, there are so many people who have opinions, but you know, maybe not much skin in the game. This is our job. We spent a lot of time watching these players, talking to their coaches, talking to the people around their teams, talking amongst themselves, and debating their development throughout the season. You know, Central plays a part in that. It sets the overall picture of what the draft looks like. Mm-hmm. They do have a large staff, so it is interesting to be able to compare notes a little bit. But at the end of the day, by the end of the season, you know, we will have seen the players that we're interested in more than they have. Mm-hmm. So by this point, it really doesn't play much of a role.
I remember last year you shared with me that it's important for you guys to go out and view some of these players early because you never know with injuries what can happen. Do you feel like you were able to adequately, you know, view some of these prospects this year then?
Yes, I think we did get a good longitudinal type of viewing on the main players. You know, some of these kids had significant injuries this year. Caden Lindstrom, for instance, you know, hardly played after mid-December, but he was on a team that we did get to see a lot. You know, we saw him play in the summer for Team Canada, the Ilinka Gretzky Cup. You know, though he was one of the players that we were definitely going out to see early. He has a few teammates that are also going to be drafted. So we did get to see Medicine Hat. And there are a few other prospects like that we feel comfortable, even though they did get injured throughout the season.
Your regional scouts play such a big role in helping you see all the different players all around the world, really. How often are you in contact with them?
It is a team process, mm-hmm. right? And while we may not talk every week, I start my day by reading their reports, and everybody is really serious about their work. And so we communicate first and foremost by that reporting process. And then to get the nuances that come along with those viewings, you know, I get to talk to the whole staff throughout the season continually. It's an ongoing team process, and it's definitely not a one man's job. That's for sure.
One of the big events that took place this month was the combine. How much of, you know, an influence has that played on just helping shape your group's opinions on some of the players this year?
Well, the combine week is probably the most important week for us, not because of the testing, not just because of the interviews, but we do our main meetings at the same time as the combine is going on. We found this to be an interesting approach. We get to see the players, we get to talk to them as we're debating their characteristics throughout the week. So it's an intense week from morning to night, and it shapes the way we approach a draft. It shapes the way, you know, we'll have a few different alterations of the list after the combine, as we gather more, as we get to see the testing results, as we gather more medical info. But by the end of the combine week, we're pretty much set on the way we want to go as a group and what our strategy is going to be. So as a staff, it's definitely the most important week of the season.
Is there a time frame that you like to have that list done before the draft?
Before we pick?
Of course, yeah. You know, by Thursday, like, or Friday.
By that, I mean, let's give ourselves as much time as we have. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. There's always more info coming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though we might know who we're picking, you never really know, because we might trade up, we might trade down. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not talking about three overall, but any of those picks, right? So we're focusing, or, you know, fan base, media is focusing on that top pick. Obviously, it's our most important pick. But at the same time, we're preparing the whole draft. We have seven picks in the first three rounds. It's going to be a really busy weekend with lots of decisions that, you know, we don't want to end up with seven players that are the same type of players and are competing against each other for the same role down the road. At the same time, we don't want to miss somebody that is a similar player in round three, because we got somebody in round two that was like that, because we know that development is not linear, and things happen, right? So to answer your question, like, we give ourselves as much time as possible to continue to debate. We'll have a few more meetings in Vegas, as I said, and that list might still change on Friday morning. You know, that's the way we approach it.
Exciting to see all your work come to fruition in the end. And one of the parts of this too, I wanted to ask about was, you know, looking back at last year's draft class, a number of them have signed their entry level contracts in mm-hmm. this offseason or towards the end of their season. But just in seeing the development that they've been able to have in the year, how proud does that make you of just some of those decisions from last year?
Yeah, it was a good draft. We were excited by that draft. Unlike most years, we did draft a lot of late birthdays, so players that had only 1 year of junior eligibility left. So that's why so many of them have signed a contract already and will be playing pro next year. But as a group, I think they've progressed well. Our development staff has done a really good job staying on top of them and helping them continue to get better throughout the season. So I think as a staff, we're proud of that work.
Martin, I'm going to leave you with the last question. Anything else that Ducks fans can just look forward to about this draft in Vegas?
It's going to be exciting, and it could be surprising. That's I think that the first round could go in 15 different ways. I think team philosophy will play a big part in this year's draft.
Looking forward to seeing you in Vegas next week. Good luck with the rest of your week and all the decisions ahead. Looking forward to it. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Alexis. My pleasure.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.